Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before watching this, so it helps this video reach a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Canada is now ending perfectly healthy autistic people. I bet that Dr. Mengele would be so proud. Apparently the government gives doctors and hospitals bigger bonuses if they end more people. It doesn't sound like healthcare, but death care. The reason they're letting this happen is because of the diagnosis of ADHD and autism. The father's upset, and I'm sure the government will send him the bill after they're done with her. Up next, if these two ladies were the last on Earth to repopulate the world, which one would you choose? Pearl, of course, because she's got a higher IQ and is built for farming. There's always the third option, though. According to Joker, goodbye human race, we had a good run, just avoid both of them. On a side note, the one on the left is 42, and she looks like a Chucky doll, and is probably barren already. If you chose her and she was fertile, then you'd be repopulating the world with Downy babies. Number 3, this Bloomberg opinion piece says that men are not having dinners with female colleagues, not sitting next to them on flights, booking separate hotel rooms for business meetings. And all of this is Wall Street's controversial strategy for men to make women's lives harder. But men are simply going into self-preservation mode, and they're not even trying to get even for Me Too, like women think. How dare all the creepy men I don't want attention from stop giving me their attention, these women say. Moving on, guys, don't let an $8 sundress cost you $100,000 in child support in your boat. Unless, of course, you can read between the lines and take her sailing one last time. But how about just giving her $10,000 in a canoe instead for her sundress services? I'm sincerely surprised that no one said that they could fix her. But seriously, only $100,000. More like $350,000 for just one child. Number 5, Karen Knightley says she had to go through years of therapy to get over her trauma after starring in Pirates of the Caribbean. This makes it look like Johnny Depp was responsible for it. Meanwhile, it was due to all the fame that she received at a young age and the paparazzi made her look bad. A lot of washed-up actresses these days complain about their glory days, after their careers have ended. I guess it was so traumatizing that she went back for more in the sequels. Moving on, is a woman saying that if you boast about your fitness, then you'll unavoidably become right-wing. I guess that having discipline and getting fit are conservative things. She's just jealous of people with better bodies and wants to see others suffer the single life the way she's probably suffering. They want you to be fat and miserable like they are. Her face, the face never lies. Number 7, a woman tells her man that she thinks they should break up and see other people. Her boyfriend then says okay and she loses her mind. If he gave up on her that easily, then it shows her that she's easily replaced, and he's not thirsty. This is how my father reacts when my mother says she's going to leave. He says go ahead and do it. Unless you see this in real life, you won't believe that it actually happens. It shows the man is more valuable than the woman, so she stays. It's basically a shit test. Up next, what the hell are squirrels doing in Justin Trudeau's Canada? Looks like they're huddling for warmth. With humans, it would be called a threesome. With these critters, you might call it a squirrelsome. This is probably driving all the incels crazy out there. I can just imagine one of them crying into his cornflakes watching this from his living room. Number 9, you know it's also probably becoming more common in human beings because you need 3 incomes to survive now. It's all about the cost of real estate and women's high expectations. But I don't believe this. You know that if it was just for an income, it would be 2 dudes and a gal. If it's just 1 guy and 2 gals, then he's either loaded or super high value. Moving on, Bay Shack bans all the hens from the view from all his restaurants, saying that there's some very toxic ladies. Shaq is red-pilled on female nature and he doesn't bend the knee to them. But I think that someone needs to tell Shaq to get his eyes checked because those aren't hens. They're buzzards. Number 11, Elon Musk says that collapsing birth rates are the biggest threat to society. but here's an average man looking at the world expecting to bring kids into it. The city represents the quality of women out there and the inflation. The risk of divorce and not being able to afford a house to raise kids is causing fertility to fall, also with people being too affluent. Up next, there's a military recruiting crisis so bad that even veterans don't want their families to follow in their footsteps. Imagine my shock that people won't join when Joe Biden's military is known as the trans force around the world, where generals get gender reassignment surgery. Why die for a country that hates you and gaslights you? This isn't surprising, and even Stevie Wonder could have seen this one coming. Number 13, a woman is selling her never-used wedding dress. Looks like maybe Tyrone got cold feet. But that cooch definitely looks used. Now that she has that kid, it will definitely never get used. Also, how can the dress have never been used if she's wearing it right now? It's like selling a car and saying it's never been driven before, while driving it on the freeway. Besides, what's the point of a wedding if you can get pregnant without one? Moving on, maybe that woman needs to keep that dress for her son the way that Charlize Theron put her son in one. This dress is definitely used. A little known fact is that many noteworthy serial killers were dressed up as girls in their youth. I'm sure there'll be no consequences for this kid. They dress them like this because they hate them, even their own sons. Number 15, we have Casey, and she says that she almost got trafficked. I have my doubts. Unless she means she was able to block traffic on the street. She was almost kidnapped and they failed because she was probably too heavy to lift. I guess they didn't have a forklift handy. The exact moment you know she was lying is when she said, "and then they grabbed my neck," with only one hand. Maybe it was Andre the Giant or something. Up next, we have a dog that absolutely hates his life with Linda. Tilly the dog was ejected from a vehicle in an Idaho crash, and they found him 2 days later herding sheep. Just look at the pain in his eyes. He's tired of being used as an emotional tampon, and he doesn't even know what she's saying. Whenever your dog gets upset, tell him that he could have been adopted by this feminist and show him this picture. Then he'll calm down and be grateful for you. Number 17, men who date women with slim waists are less likely to have performance issues in the bedroom. This simply means that most men aren't attracted to fat women. Next, they'll tell us that the sky is blue. Are you really telling me you won't be able to pitch a tent when you see gorgeous Trisha, the cat lady, here from the wedding you were at last Saturday night? Moving on, J.Lo is allegedly pressuring Affleck for a baby to save the marriage. If that's true, that boat sailed away a long time ago and took her ovaries with it. If this is true, then what are the odds they'll adopt a black baby boy and claim he's transgender? They will do whatever it takes to get her in the news again. Maybe she already has some eggs on ice and she'll hire a womb for her Hollywood brood. The baby would be there to make sure that Affleck doesn't go anywhere for the next 20 to 30 years. Number 19, they say that hell is seeing the person that you could have been. Here's a woman that kind of reminded me of Lauren Southern, except she got the man at the bottom right and still became a single mother. Some of the boss bitches out there just can't be helped. But I think that someone should have photoshopped Steve from Minecraft as the white guy here. Up next, this post is not about ice cream, but we all know that it's about women's egg cartons getting empty with time. Women got upset at this one and said that it was a weird illustration to show penis length with time. They shame men even though the person saying this didn't say anything about it being about women's fertility. They think that everything is about them. Well, in this case, they were right. Number 21, Germany has passed a law allowing infants to transition and imposes a massive fine for calling them by their incorrect pronouns. Thankfully, we won WW2, otherwise, things could have got a lot worse. Yes, that's satire, but unfortunately, this story is not. Remember, my dudes, this is what victory looks like. I, for one, welcome our obese gender non-conforming overlords. Moving on, a woman loses 10 years worth of memories after she pooped with excessive force. Imagine her looking in the mirror after her ordeal in the bathroom and screaming that she's aged a decade in only a few seconds. I bet after she pooped, her pants fit a lot better, though. I guess this is what they call pooping your brains out. Literally. Number 23, isn't the ancestor cry a wonderful thing? But no one will be crying because the kid will have great eyesight, amazing athletic abilities, a natural rhythm, and a lower chance of skin cancer as well as a longer eggplant, if you know what I mean. Or a much curvier figure. Many years later, if he's a boy, they'll stop crying when they realize that their son ends up becoming the next Tiger Woods. Up next, women are paying $500 to get salmon sperm injected into their coochies. to boost their sex drive? Well, at least it's the same smell. Considering that baby batter in there reduces women's level of depression, I can see that salmon sperm might be doing the same thing. I've heard of the dog pill before, but this is the first time I've heard of the fish pill. I'm still waiting for the unvaccinated sperm gold rush, and it's the damn salmon that are the ones getting rich. Number 25 in the last one, a delusional single mother is wondering why her dating matches have gone down when she posts pictures like this that aren't just selfies. She doesn't seem to realize that the Havrican in her hands is lowering her sexual marketplace value. But I think that she knows why her matches have gone down. She just wants to blame men for not picking her because she's a mother, instead of blaming herself for having insanely high standards. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.